Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabrasachi Bhattacharji. The 56th meeting of the GST Council began in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha are present in the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and Finance Ministers of several states and Union Territories are also participating in the meeting. During his Independence Day address last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had stressed the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs. On the second day of SEMICON India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the experts in the semiconductor sector at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi will participate in CEO's roundtable at SEMICON India later in the day. The roundtable will bring together industry leaders from across the globe. They will discuss on India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. The three-day conference was inaugurated by PM Modi yesterday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Werdeful in New Delhi today. Mr. Werdeful arrived in the national capital last night following his engagement in Bengaluru as part of his two-day official visit to India. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar sought German support to deepen India's relationship with the European Union and expedite the free trade agreement negotiations with them. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat in national capital today. Mr. Wong arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart are scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting tomorrow. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government will not rest until all Maoists either surrender, are caught or eliminated, and the country is Naxal-free. Mr. Shah was speaking in New Delhi today after honoring the CRPF, Chhattisgarh Police, District Reserve Guard and Cobra personnel who successfully executed Operation Black Forest in Chhattisgarh. The security forces had eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in this massive anti-Naxal operation conducted on the Kura Guttalu hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. The anti-Naxal operation took place from 21st April to 11th May this year. The third Northeast Region Minister Conference on Civil Aviation, come third Northeast Aviation Summit, will be held in Itanagar tomorrow. Civil aviation ministers of all northeastern states, policymakers and industry leaders will participate in the conference to deliberate on strategies for boosting regional connectivity and unlocking the aviation potential of the region. In presence of Union Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu and MOS of Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohal. In Jammu and Kashmir, heavy rains have triggered multiple landslides across Rajouri district, severely affecting normal life and posing danger to residential areas. Our correspondent reports that a major landslide struck the Jammu-Rajouri-Poonch National Highway at Kallar in Rajouri, where 2 to 3 residential houses have been left highly vulnerable to damage and possible collapse. Northern Railway has announced the cancellation of 68 trains between Jammu and Katra stations until 30th of this month, following severe damage caused by recent flash floods and record-breaking rainfall. However, 24 trains are set to resume operations, offering relief to stranded passengers. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has thanked the Haryana government and Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini for their generous contribution of 5 crore rupees to the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.